returning there, we're handing out some smiles. Most of you are familiar with the smiley card, so everybody will get a smile tonight. Ephesians chapter 6. This year, down at the good old days, it looks like I don't think there's going to be a carnival at all. And so they've stuck us back up on the north end like we were 2 years ago when there was no carnival. At least that's the last word we got. So we'll pray that that's the way it ends up. Which actually turned out to be a really good place. We had people coming up there looking for a carnival, especially from out of town, and didn't know there wasn't going to be one. So we had people all over, and the teens were up there just by the droves. So we got to share with a lot of teens that year, which sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But it turned out really good. So at any rate, Ephesians chapter 6. Look at verse 15 with me. Now this is speaking, of course, of the armor of God. Ephesians 6:15 says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word that teaches us truth, for your spirit that guides us in all truth. Pray that you just open our hearts tonight by your word of truth and your spirit. Just direct and guide us in all that we do that we might somehow honor your holy name. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. He said that your feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Some of you that have been on one or two of my sessions before, you probably remember the seven P's of powerful ministry. Proper, prior, prayerful, preparation prevents poor performance. Any of you that are taking notes, I'll do that again. Proper, prior, prayerful, preparation prevents poor performance. Pray before you go, study, and use the tools that God gives you. Now, there are a lot of tools for sharing the gospel. I've used many of them over the years. One of the easiest and simplest tools for sharing the gospel that I know of is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just to take that verse and just preach it. Just break it down and teach it to people. Let them understand and know. God is love, and he loves his creation, the whole world, and people in particular. Loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave him to die on a cross to pay for our sins. And if we'll put our faith and trust in him, he promises us a home in heaven and to escape hell. We won't be in that everlasting flame of hell. We won't be in the lake of fire. We'll be with Jesus Christ in heaven for eternity if we put our faith and trust in him. Very simple way to present the gospel, just to give it to people. Now, another tool that I used for many years was called a wordless book. Most of you are familiar with the wordless book. Just five little colors, no words in it, just no pictures, just colors. And yeah, my wife actually has one. We still use one once in a while. Inside of the smile, the colors of the wordless book, they're right there. There's a verse with each one of those colors. Very simple way of explaining the gospel. The four spiritual laws, very simple way of explaining the gospel. The bridge track, perfect tool. Goes over the gospel plan that we're all sinners, that we've been separated from God because of sin. God loves us so much, even though there is a separation and a flame of fire. Our works can't save us. Nothing we can do can save us except Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to save us from our sin. If we'll put our faith and trust in him, he'll take us to heaven. Very simple tool. A lot of good tools out there for sharing the gospel. Now, in my Bible that I have marked, that I keep at the tent, I have verses that are marked, ready. The Romans Road is a very good tool for sharing the gospel. I've seen at least seven different varieties of the Romans Road, variations. Nothing wrong with that. They're all good tools for sharing the gospel. The thing to remember is the gospel. It's not the tool. A tool can only do the job that the person using that tool puts it to. Now, I could take a pair of pliers and try to beat on a nail head, and I might get it in a little ways, but it wouldn't do a very good job. Most of you do something, at least whether it's for a living or for an amusement or for a pastime, that you do really, really well because you've practiced it. You've prepared. You've gone over it and over it. I would have to say that some of you, Doug, I'm just going to use you for an example because you're a good one, that some of you are good at building fence. You've done it for, you know, half a century plus. I mean, you know what building the fence is. So you could probably build one almost blindfolded or with your eyes shut. Some things we're just good at because we do them over and over and over and over. The gospel should be one that you do over and over and over and over to properly prepare to have this preparation of the gospel of peace means that you've gone over and over and over it. Whether you use this simple little tool, and by the way, I've had people come back to our tent at different places saying, thank you for giving me that smile. I took it home. We had a lady in Tampa, Florida told us this a couple of years ago. She said, I took it home and I asked my dad if he had ever heard all that before. So I read the whole thing to him. He said, well, I've heard some about it. She said, well, Dad, wouldn't you like to do that? And she led him to Christ just by using that simple tool because she was just persistently giving him the gospel and she cared about him. Sometimes that's all it takes is to give the gospel to somebody and to care about him. If we really care, we're going to properly prepare. To prepare means to go over it and over it and over it and over it till you know it backwards and forwards. You know what it says. Another tool that I've got, and we'll have it available, is that picture. We've got it as a big banner on the back of our tent, and you'll see it. We've got cards printed with it. Sometimes just a picture is all it takes. People can see that for themselves, and when you explain that the whole world is headed for a devil's hell because of our sin, but Jesus loved us so much, he died for our sins on the cruel cross, and he made a way for us to get to heaven and have our sins forgiven. We had a lady in 23 years old in Albuquerque, New Mexico. She stood there staring at our banner. This is many years ago. And finally, she turned to my wife. We were both busy, didn't even hardly notice her. She turned to my wife. She said, I don't want to go to hell. Tell me. I mean, sometimes all it takes is a picture and somebody just explaining what it means. So whatever tool you use, and by the way, if you want some of these, I'll have tons of them down there. I've got a few here tonight. But I want everybody to have a smiley card tonight because I want you to do something between now and good old days, which is Saturday. Between now and then, take that card, pray for somebody, give it to them, and ask them a simple question. Are you sure if you died today, you'd go to heaven? Very simple question. You get all kinds of answers. When you give the gospel out, you need to not only ask or share the gospel, but ask them if they know, if they're sure. And then give them the gospel and ask them, well, what about it? Now that you've heard the gospel, what are you going to do with it? Some people never get around to doing that. They never what we call drawing in the net. Wouldn't it be horrible if you went fishing and all you did was throw bait out? You'd never catch anything, would you? Can you imagine some of you fishermen, if you did what they call in the deep sea fishing, chumming all the time, you just chum? The chum is bait that they cut up and they just throw it off the end of the boat to draw and attract fish. After they get a few of them drawn, then they'll go back with the net and they'll draw them in. Wouldn't it be horrible if all you did was ever just chum, just throw out some bait and you never set a hook, you never put a net out there, you never caught anything? I mean, Jesus said, if you're his follower, he said, I will make you to become fishers of men. He didn't say I'd make you chummers of men. Now, it's good to just throw the gospel out and share it. And I think that's what some maybe TV preachers do. They share and just throw out a lot of stuff. But Jesus said, if we're really following him, he'll make us to become fishers of men. And we'll catch something. He wants us to catch the souls of men for eternity's sake. Proverbs 16:30 or excuse me, 11:30 says that, let me turn here. I don't want to misquote it. It's one that I quote a lot, so I shouldn't, but I don't want to misquote it. Proverbs 11:30. Turn there with me if you would. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. It's a smart thing to do to win souls to Christ. And he wouldn't tell us it's wise to do that if it were not possible. I talked to a lot of people in other ministries and even Amazing Grace that they really don't think people want to be saved. They have the outlook on humanity and on the world today that everybody's headed for hell except for us chosen few, I guess. And so I wonder, you know, why are you even sharing the gospel if you don't think anybody's ever going to get saved? I mean, isn't that kind of pointless? If you really thought nobody was ever going to turn to Christ, why would you want to share the gospel? What's the point? Now, I believe that the Bible teaches that our faith is very important. Jesus told the story of four guys that went and found a friend of theirs, apparently, and they were so concerned about his soul that they tore somebody else's house up to get him to Jesus. That's a lot of concern. I mean, they cared about this guy. And Jesus, he looked at them and said, because of your faith, this man is saved. He didn't even heal him until afterwards. He saved him first. And he said, because he saw the faith of those four guys. It was their faith that was put into practice. The Bible is very specific on some things, and I think that's one of them. Our faith really matters to some people. I'm so thankful that God gave my wife faith. I mean, she had faith for 2 years plus that she was praying for me, and I was a dumb, stupid, dirty dog that didn't want anything to do with God and church. But she was faithful, and she cared, and she kept telling me. And finally, God got my attention. Took a lot, but that's sometimes what it takes. So, your job, your assignment. Take that home, practice with it, practice the gospel, prepare yourself to share the gospel. Whether you come down to good old days or not, share the gospel with somebody. Tell somebody about Jesus. Do something to keep people out of hell. Go win a soul for Christ. Now, if you have questions about that, see Pastor. See myself. We'd love to sit down and go over this over and over and over with you. We don't have the time tonight to do that. Love to do it, though. So if you have questions, you want to practice, it's a good thing. Practice on your wife, your husband, your kids, your parents, the dog. I mean, practice and practice and practice. Practice, well, it doesn't make perfect, but it makes you better at it. So just keep doing it until you can do it easily. It may not be comfortable still, but Jesus wasn't comfortable on the cross. So whether the gospel ever gets comfortable with you or not, just keep doing it, all right? Okay, Pastor, I'll shut up.
Thank you. And if you have that opportunity to lead someone to the Lord, make sure you fill out some contact cards, and yes. So they have some of those and those things. So we definitely want to follow up, and you know, you don't want to give birth to a baby and say, all right, good. That's all I got to do. But it's a relationship in which we train them and disciple them for the Lord's glory, and so that is an exciting thing. So we're good. Every year we always have some follow-up in terms of that. So if you'd like to be a part of that, we'd love to use you in that regard too. So that's always an exciting part. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and dismiss RU. Wait, before we do that, I forgot that we did have some words come in here. Let's see. Oh, one. And this one goes to Amber Lewis for the love for you. All right. Very good. we'll go ahead and dismiss for RU and have a time of prayer right here. So.